We're starting a new series, of stories which are sourced in Chazal, and I want to tell them over so that you guys are familiar with them, because they're part of our tradition, and they're excellent stories to tell your children, and they're excellent stories as bedtime stories. And I'm going to try to work around a book by the name of Sefer Maasiyot, a book of stories that was written by one of our greatest sages, Rav Nissim Gaon. He lived approximately 1,300 years ago, maybe 1,100 years ago. He was in the Gaonic period, and his father-in-law was plagued with many tragedies. And his father-in-law wrote him a letter telling him, he said, look, the non-Jews have books that encourage them in times when things go bad, books that tell them all kinds of stories of encouragement. Why should I have to read these books for encouragement? Write me a book based on Judaism, based upon Jewish sources, that will encourage me in these difficult times. And so Rav Nissim Gaon sat down and wrote him this book of stories. And many of the stories are quoted in Chazal. Some of the stories are not. But he quoted them, and he was a great, great, great rabbi. You're talking about one of the Gaonim. In order to become a Gaon, you had to be tested on all of Shas by heart. That was entrance to become a Gaon. All of Shas by heart. That was the beginning. Obviously, it required more than that, but that was the beginning. So Rav Nissim Gaon wrote this book of stories, not to be confused with Sefer Maasiyot of Rav Nachman Mibreslov. That's the famous Sefer Maasiyot. This book is not very well known, but we're going to begin with a story that he quotes, and really this story is quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni. The story goes as follows. There was a man who was working in the field, and Eliyahu appeared before him, and we know that whenever Eliyahu appears, he gets dressed up. He doesn't just show up. So Eliyahu appeared before him in one of his famous get-ups as some kind of Arab, and he tells him, I have great wealth to give you, 7 years of wealth. Do you want them now or at the end of your life? And this man is very, very poor, and he thinks that this is some kind of magician. So he tells him, leave me, I can't talk to you now. I have to work and I have nothing to give you. Just leave me. The next day, Eliyahu appears again and tells him, I have 7 years of wealth. Do you want them now or at the end of your life? And again, he thinks he is a magician. And he tells him, I have nothing to give you. Do me a favor. I have to work. Leave me alone. And by the third day, the man already doesn't know what to think. So he tells him, 1 minute, let me go ask my wife. So he runs to his wife, and he says, look, this man keeps showing up, and the man claims he wants nothing. He is just sent by God to offer us this gift. What shall I tell? So the wife says, tell him that we want it now. So the man goes back to the field, and he tells Eliyahu, he tells him, we want the wealth now. So Eliyahu tells him, okay, stop your work, go back home, and you'll find that you're very wealthy. The man goes home and is greeted by his wife and children, and they say, you won't believe it. The kids were playing in the yard, and they found in the pit a tremendous amount of money, and we're wealthy, we're never going to have to work another day. So he blesses Hashem, and he recognizes that this was a God-sent gift. And his wife tells him, you listened to my advice? Well, now listen to me one step further. Go to the marketplace and hire a scribe. Get us a notebook. And we have to write down all our expenses. And from that day on, the wife and the husband were careful to write down all their expenses. And they spent their money very wisely, giving charity, helping people, doing acts of kindness. And for 7 years, they enjoyed this wealth and used it to assist other people. And at the end of the 7 years, now here there are two versions to the story. One version says that Eliyahu showed up and told him, this is the version that's written in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, in Yalkut Shimoni, if I'm not mistaken. Eliyahu showed up and told him, just as I came to give you the money, now it's time for me to take it from you. To which the man responded, and just as when I took it, I took counsel with my wife, before you take it away, let me go take counsel with my wife. And he runs back home and asks his wife, what do I do? He's come to take his wealth back. And his wife says, take our notebook and bring it out to him and tell him, here's what we've done with this wealth for the last 7 years. If the Ribbono Shel Olam has more trusted people to give it to, then take it. But if not, let us keep this wealth and continue doing acts of kindness. To which Eliyahu responded, you have a wise wife, you are right. Hashem says, you have taken the best care of this wealth, being that you didn't take advantage of the wealth, but rather used it wisely to help other people, I will leave you with the wealth for the rest of your life. And this is the version I think you should tell your children. There is another version that Rav Nissim Gaon quotes, and he says a little differently. He says the story that when the husband came home and the wife told him, ask for 7 years of wealth now, the husband said, but today I could work and make a living. Even though we're poor, I could support the family. At the end of our lives, how will I support the family? To which the wife said, listen to me, I'm telling you this is what's good for us. Well, at the end of the 7 years, when the 7 years were up, robbers came to their house and stole every penny they had, and they were left completely impoverished. They had nothing to eat, to which the husband turned to his wife and said, you see, now we're poor. He told us we'd have 7 years, and the 7 years are up. And now how am I going to support the family? I'm 7 years older. And at the end of our lives, what will I do? And the wife started praying and spent 3 days fasting, praying before Hashem and telling Hashem, look at our notebook. Look at how well we use the wealth. Do you have someone better to give this wealth to? And after 3 days, the husband had a dream in which Eliyahu again appeared to him and said, Hashem accepted your wife's prayer. You will again become wealthy, and this time it will stay with you, and that's what happened. I think that this is a little bit harsh to tell children. So I think the first version, which is also which has a very sound foundation, is the better version I would tell children. Laila Tov.